Madalena Ioana Philip, a 29-year-old OnlyFans star who goes by the name Maddie Gio, is under investigation in Italy for allegedly evading 1.5 million euros in taxes, $1.6 million USD. Italian authorities claim that despite her relocation to Switzerland, her primary tax residence remains in Italy, where she allegedly failed to declare significant income from her adult content business. Maddie Gio, who has gained popularity with over 1.5 million Instagram followers, became a subject of scrutiny after authorities noticed her lavish lifestyle on social media, which they say did not align with her declared earnings. The adult content creator has responded publicly to these accusations, denying any wrongdoing and asserting that she has paid taxes both in Italy and Switzerland. According to Italian tax authorities, Maddie Gio moved her residence to Lugano, Switzerland, in early 2022, likely seeking a more favorable tax environment. Despite her relocation, officials claim that her financial operations, including her bank accounts and website domain, remain tied to Italy, suggesting her tax residency should still be in the country. The Guardia di Finanza, Italy's financial police, reported that the influencer failed to declare the appropriate amount of income for 2021. Italian media outlets have revealed that she allegedly declared just over 50,000 euros, $54,000, a figure that investigators argue is far below what her OnlyFans earnings and luxurious lifestyle suggest. Authorities reportedly investigated her earnings by comparing her social media presence and lavish expenditures to her declared income, leading them to file charges of false declaration with the public prosecutor's office of Busto Arsizio in Lombardy. In a statement to her followers on Instagram on October 7th, Maddie Gio refuted the accusations, stating, "I have always paid taxes both in Italy and Switzerland." She added that her privacy and presumption of innocence had been violated by the media coverage of her case. "I read newspaper articles accusing me of tax evasion, my right to privacy, and above all, the inviolable principle of innocence until proven guilty have been violated," she stated. Maddie also expressed confidence in her legal team, saying that her lawyers are handling the matter and will challenge every provision. Her lawyer, Ricardo Lanza, confirmed that they would contest the accusations in court, stating, "We will challenge every provision. My client has relied on professionals who at this point will have to answer for any errors. She has always acted according to the law." Originally from Romania, Maddie Gio moved to Italy at the age of 12 and grew up in Varese. She previously worked as a waitress in her family's restaurant for about 1,000 euros per month, $1,093 USD. Her life took a dramatic turn after she joined OnlyFans, where she quickly rose to fame. According to reports, Maddie's top clients pay up to 7,000 euros per month, $7,600 USD, and she was listed as one of the highest earning OnlyFans creators in Italy. In a recent interview with the Italian talk show La Zanzara, Maddie reflected on her transition to adult content creation, stating, "It's a job like any other. It's a job I like, and it's almost a blessing. Before I was a nun, thanks to OnlyFans, I've opened up my mind." She expressed no regrets about her career choice, even sharing that her family supports her, including her great-grandmother, who advised her, "As long as I don't kill anyone and I pay taxes, you can do anything." As the investigation continues, Maddie Gio remains firm in her defense, denying the tax evasion charges and expressing her willingness to fight the accusations in court. Her case, which has drawn considerable attention due to her high-profile OnlyFans career and public appearances, will be closely watched as it develops. Maddie's story reflects the broader challenges faced by digital content creators navigating complex tax laws across borders, particularly in industries like adult entertainment, where incomes can fluctuate dramatically. For now, Maddie Gio continues her work on OnlyFans, but the outcome of her legal battle could have significant implications for her future in the industry.